96.3 WHOY Afternoons with Allison and Mark. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Okay, it is Hump Day Wednesday, March 11th. Nice warm day, but where are you, son? We need you again. 8 more days till spring.
Yes.
Yeah, so of course we got to get into the coronavirus. It really dominates all that we're doing right now. Want to let you know that some universities are responding. Howard University, they're transitioning to online instruction after their spring break. I know, but...
So now you got to have a computer.
Well, that is interesting. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Okay, Bowie State's doing the same thing. Georgetown, University of Maryland, just out of an abundance of caution, right? I mean, you're not supposed to gather. This thing is really spreading. It's so much, in fact, that D.C. health officials, they're recommending that you just cancel any mass gatherings due to corona.
I'm still going to church.
Well, 1,000 people or more, that's a mass gathering.
Okay.
Unless you go to a super mega church.
Junior college is on carrier pigeon. You just got to just write your little homework and a little pigeon come to your house and then fly in.
What in the world?
Coca, please don't. Don't ask him about it.
Community College.
So I don't really understand this mentality. Maybe somebody can help me out. But D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo, who is still in jail. Of course, he is one half of the infamous D.C. sniper duo. He's now 35 years old. He just got married in jail.
Wow.
Yeah, he's never ever getting out. Well, this woman was his advisor and mentor
Since
2003 at the trial. Yeah.
I'm a conspiracy theory person.
Okay.
And why he's even in the news,
Let's
look this up because I know you don't have time.
Okay.
His man and Chief Moose
Muhammad
were in the same National Guard unit back in the day.
Okay.
Take that with you.
Okay. I don't know what
conspiracy.
You just said.
I know. It's amazing.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, of course, John Muhammad's widow says, they were not together, that all of that was just a cover because he was really trying to kill her, is what she was saying. So, anyway, Lee Boyd Malvo, now 35. It's a weird, I don't know. I don't understand.
They didn't have a registry, no?
I don't understand. Okay. Here's what I do understand. Harvey Weinstein, sentenced to 23 years in prison, right? So, his crimes were 67 years old, convicted of sexually assaulting a former production assistant and raping an actress. Of course, we know there are other people who also accused him. But after all this was said and done, the sentencing, this is what Weinstein's lawyer had to say.
That sentence that was just handed down by this court was obscene. That number was obnoxious. There are murderers who will get out of court faster than Harvey Weinstein will. That number spoke to the pressure of movements and the public. That number did not speak to the evidence that came out at trial. That number did not speak to the testimony that we heard. That number did not speak to evidence, nor did it speak to justice. I am overcome with anger at that number. I think that number is a cowardly number to give. I think the judge caved, just as I believe the jury caved, and I am not happy.
Well, yeah, that's his lawyer. I mean, I guess you expect the lawyer to come to his defense even after that. But to be a woman and to have no idea or understanding or empathy for the victims in this. Anyway, Harvey Weinstein's brother says that he actually belongs in hell, not jail. So,
that's his brother?
That's
DNA
his brother.
DNA speaking
his brother. Wow. So, Mark, you always said that he wasn't going to get this time.
When is he going to get sentenced? Bill Cosby's in jail.
Yeah.
All these other brothers in jail. When's the Harvey Weinstein's of the world?
Well,
what happened to Charlie Sheen? Didn't Charlie Sheen give somebody, what's going on?
Okay.
It seems like there's a double standard. I'm just saying.
Well,
now he got his time.
He's going down
at 23. I'm sure that he is 67 years old, but for right now, he's going down.
Okay. Do we clap for that?
Well,
no. It's just sad.
All the lives that were ruined. That's all I'm going to say on that. So somewhere between the clap and that part.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to know what you think about it. This was a long time coming. If you have an opinion on it, of course, call us as always.
Yeah. Cards and letters to Kokolani, please.
Okay.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now. Call 202-432-WHUR.